He said he was sorry to have broken your rake, and then you might say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
That's right, I said I didn't like it. What he done?
Well, what if he said that he was sorry he'd broken your rake, but it really didn't matter to you at all, so you'd say...
Yeah, I'm going to forget about it.
Okay, well then you might say, that's all right, I didn't like it.
That's right. I didn't like what...
Like it how?
Didn't like what he done, something like that, you know?
Okay. If he asked you the question, did he give you any, you would reply, no, he didn't give me?
Nothing.
Okay. That, you would say, that boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Like I had mine.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are cut by a plow?
Call the furrow.
All right. To get the land ready to plant by getting rid of traces and brush, you say we...
Bite them up.
Well, what do you say you did to the entire land when you get the land ready for planting? You say you've done what to the land?
Done repairs, ready for what? Ready for planting, whatever we're going to put on it.
Okay.
And clean it off and everything.
Okay. Would you supply the word for this sentence? We raised a big blank of wheat.
We raised a big blank. We raised a big crop of wheat.
Okay. What are some words that you might use for a second cutting of clover or grass?
I would say we done cut it once. We're hauling the second time now. I'm gonna get two crops over.
Okay. Well, is there any word that you might use when you cut clover or grass for a second time?
I say something like this. I say, well, we done hauled it once, we're hauling it again. We're hauling it the second time, getting two crops over.
Okay. If you had one bushel of tomatoes or whatever, and added 39 more, you would have 40 what of corn?
Or one bushel.
Okay. When you're talking about oats and you're going to go out in the field and you're going to take the crop in, it's all been ready to...
Haul in.
Okay. What do you say when this process of getting this oats has been done? You say the oats...
It's all done. It's all given in.
Okay, what do you do to the oats to bring them in?
You haul them up, put them in a barn, something like that, you know.
What do you call the process of actually taking them from the ground? The oats are...
You take them from the ground?
Yeah, now they're fully grown and you're going out to...
I haul them up. I load them up on the wagon.